The Steve Gerber Show is rolling full steam ahead. Here's Steve.
Can you believe the California Democrats? Can you believe the California Democrats believe they are entitled to half of the tax savings that would have been enjoyed by California businesses under the Trump tax plan signed in December of 2017? Assemblymen Kevin McCarthy and Phil Ting, both Democrats, shocking, right? introduced Assembly Constitutional Amendment 22. Which calls for a 10% surcharge on companies with net earnings over $1 million. The plan could potentially raise billions of dollars to be squandered further on the state's failing social services programs that are collapsing under the weight of, well, millions of illegals and a lot of other folks. California, more poverty in California, more homeless in California, more debt in California. They're at $1.5 trillion of debt is California. I'm okay with having 49 states. I'm okay if California becomes the surrounding areas and the coast of California can be its own country. Knock yourselves out. Here's what it says. It is unconscionable to force working families to pay the price for tax breaks and loopholes benefiting corporations and wealthy individuals, Ting said in a statement according to the San Francisco Chronicle. This bill will help blunt the impact of the federal tax plan on everyday Californians by protecting funding for education, affordable health care, and other core priorities. Those would already have been covered, would they not? What on earth does that have to do with the federal tax cut? The paper reported that the two lawmakers face an uphill battle because Democrats in the state have lost their supermajority in the legislature. The Trump administration's tax bill cut the corporate tax rate from 35% to 21%, as you well know. The administration contends that the lessened tax burden will stimulate the economy and help the U.S. stay competitive on a global scale. Unbelievable. California wants half. California wants half of the money put aside or would have been saved by businesses in that state. It's unbelievable. Joining me now, though, is Liz Peek, columnist for Fox News and the Fiscal Times. Liz, welcome back to the program.
Delighted to join you. Good morning.
Well, due to the delay from, the government shutdown, things are going to move a little slower today. Actually, I've noticed no difference yet, except that I know military people. I did know that some National Guard units and some Army Reserve units did not deploy for training this weekend in Michigan. I'm going to guess that's true around the country. But really, I think the Democrats have made a very bad bet here. I'm looking at polling. I don't think it's a good bet politically to support non-citizens over citizens. Your thoughts?
Well, I think that's true. Of course, they have ginned up their messaging machine now to, you know, cast the blame on Republicans and the sort of wavering positions of Donald Trump. But I think that the initial response of the country was that this was inappropriate, that what we need is a spending bill, and yes, we do need an immigration fix. Those two things should not be tied together. And I think the longer it goes on, I think the harder attitudes will get. This always happens with the immigration battle, is when it becomes a bigger and bigger issue for conversation, people's attitudes harden, and that's really not serving anyone's interests. Look, I think it's a very easy decision for Democrats to go out on a limb here. They are all in on the Hispanic vote. Unfortunately, that has also meant that their position on border security has completely dissolved like Jell-O. That's really what looked like Jell-O to me these days, yeah. Not Donald Trump.
Correct.
The polling, as you say, is pretty clear. Americans want the Dreamers, so-called, to be allowed to stay in the country. They also want that tied to border security.
That's right.
And the fact that the Democrats just absolutely put their foot in that door, I don't know what they're thinking.
Yeah, I think it's a bad bet politically. I believe that. I don't know how long this is going to carry on, but you're right about hardening opinion. 60% of Americans don't believe the government should have been shut down. The latest polling I've seen based on this issue, they see it for what it is, and it is the Schumer shutdown. No matter how much the Democrats try to call it the Trump shutdown, the Schumer shutdown is working, and it's working in favor of this White House. Now, I want to shift gears a little bit because I want to know more about a couple of things that I see going on. Was Loretta Lynch, do you think, coordinating with James Comey and the Clinton investigation? Because it sure looks that way based on some new text messages. For example, on July 1, as the Lynch announcement became public, the back and forth between Lisa Page and Peter Strzok on text messages, Page wrote this, and yeah, it's a real profile in courage since she knows no charges will be brought. That text message sent on July 1st, giving pretty clear indication the whole thing was rigged again, Liz.
Yeah, I'm not, I mean, I don't think most Americans are going to be particularly surprised that the Obama White House had this totally under control from day one. After all, Obama made a pledge, an agreement, a bargain with the devil when he brought Hillary Clinton into his administration as Secretary of State. He got Bill Clinton to go out and politic for him and campaign for him in exchange for supporting her run the next time around. And we know that that's true. And how in the world could he have allowed this investigation to go on unfettered and unbiased when, after all, it looks like she did mishandle classified information? That's what's kind of been lost in all of the conversation. She did something wrong. The FBI might not have brought charges, but now it appears as though everything they did was geared towards not bringing charges. And that, you know, honestly, this whole, the reputation of the FBI, at least the leadership of the FBI and Obama's Justice Department, has basically gone down the drain.
Yeah, Loretta Lynch
I don't
was
see
in
how
the tank
anyone
too.
Can look at this stuff.
Mm-mm.
And now these missing text messages.
5 months.
But 5 months, by the way, the critical 5 months, right? The beginning of the Trump administration.
And that's the key part. It comes after he was elected, from December of 16 through May of 17, when, ironically, they started finding the text messages right after Bob Mueller was appointed to his position. Now, I want to stop one thing there, because I want to ask you one more thing that this move on Capitol Hill, the hashtag release the memo that's caught a lot of traction, this four-page memo that 150 members of Congress have seen, several of which I've talked to now who say it is absolutely breathtaking and shocking what's in that memo. What do you know?
Well, I've been hearing about it for several weeks, actually, and I think the only unnerving thing, what I understand, is that Congress really doesn't know what to do with it. That is to say, Congress has never been in a position of investigating the investigators, and whether Mark Meadows is talking about a special prosecutor, maybe there will be more talk about that, although I think the public's patience with these special prosecutors is not unending. But, you know, I think there's no question that the FBI misbehaved. And now, again, with these missing 5 months of texts, it just seems even more like a cover-up is taking place at the very highest level of the Justice Department. Unfortunately, Rosenstein and all these people are apparently implicit or complicit in this. I worry, frankly, that Jeff Sessions is not strong enough to be the bulwark against a really
corrupt
FBI and Justice Department.
Yeah, I'm concerned he's definitely not up for the job. Liz Peek, always a pleasure and always insightful. Thank you for your time.
Thanks for having me.
Talk soon. All right, Liz Peek, FoxNews.com, the Fiscal Times, and elsewhere, also leading the charge against finding truth.